Welcome back to Symphony Hall in Boston. I'm Ron Delachese, bringing you a WCRB broadcast of the 139th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. In just a few minutes, guest conductor Elaine Altiniglu will be back on stage to continue this concert with the Symphony No. 3, The Organ Symphony, by Camille Saint-Saëns. The organ part, played by the soloist we heard in Poulenc's Organ Concerto during the first half of this concert, Thierry Esquèche, is less complicated than that of the concerto. But according to our soloist, this piece is still both spectacular and important.
Well, the Saint-Saëns symphony is relatively simple. The organ part is not very important. Historically, it's very important because it's the first time in the story of the music we have one organ solo written with orchestra. It was not before we have concerto for Handel, for example. It's just little positive organ, it's not a little organ. And now, with this piece, for the first time, we have one orchestra and one second orchestra in the gallery. And it's very fantastic. Well, it's not, the part is not very, very, very big. We have some very characteristic. We have the great. We have the reeds. It's very clear. We can play easy this piece. It's not a problem. But the organ part is important too. It's important because it is the first time, for instance, in the second movement of the piece, I accompany the violin. It's the first time we do that in the story of the music.
And you can hear more of this conversation with Thierry Esquèche at our website, classicalwcrb.org/bso. Some raw facts about the Third Symphony are intriguing. It was written when the composer was 50 years old, more than 2.5 decades after his previous symphony, and it was commissioned by the Royal Philharmonic Society in London. Its use of the organ, as you heard from our soloist, is not complicated, but it was the first piece to incorporate the instrument into a symphony in such an integrated manner. And in organizing the piece musically, Saint-Saëns constructed two large movements, each of them divided into two parts. So in effect, it cycles through the standard architecture of a four-movement symphony. None of those facts, though, are enough to account for the emotional pull the Third Symphony has maintained with audiences since its first performance in 1886, when it was conducted by none other than Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan fame. Now, the reasons that this piece provides such a thrilling concert experience is more visceral. There's simply nothing like hearing an immense organ in combination with a huge orchestra. Add to that some of this composer's most imaginative melodic constructions, some of them memorably found their way into the charming 1995 movie about a lovable sheep-herding pig, Babe. And in the end, while Saint-Saëns created a unique work of art for those of us in the audience, it's that combination of the infinite possibilities of the organ and the kaleidoscopic colors of the orchestra that lead to the sonic spectacular this piece is. And now coming on stage are organist Thierry Esquèche and conductor Elaine Altiniglu. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue with the Organ Symphony, the Symphony No. 3 by Camille Saint-Saëns from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you just heard one of the most spectacular sonic experiences in the orchestral repertoire. That was the Symphony No. 3, the Organ Symphony, by Camille Saint-Saëns, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, organist Thierry Esquesh, and our guest conductor, Elaine Altiniglou. All standing with members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The sound of that magnificent Aeolian Skinner organ here at Symphony Hall, shaking the rafters. Years ago, with the advent of high fidelity and stereo, someone would always have a recording of this work to check out their system. And one of the recordings that became a classic was this orchestra's recording with Charles Munch from the early 60s, Burj Amkotian. Here's our conductor back on the podium, Elaine Altiniglou, solo bow for our organist, Thierry Esquesh. Now all the members of the brass section standing. Our percussion section, Janis. What a workout on timpani for Timothy. Now all the winds are up, section by section, going through the orchestra, the rest of the percussion section, along with our timpanist, Tim Janis. Conductor back on the podium. He's had quite a night, an all-French program for Elaine Altiniglou, opening with his own arrangement of the suite from Pelléas et Mélisande by Debussy. Then we heard the Poulenc Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani in one movement, followed by this great symphony, the Organ Symphony of Camille Saint-Saëns. Another great night of music from Symphony Hall. Now remember, you can hear BSO concerts on demand at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to learn more and make your own plans to join us here at the Hall, start at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. WCRB and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these BSO concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliat Ross, with assistance from Nick Squire and Joel Watts and Cole Barber. Thanks, as always, to Bernadette Horgan and Emily Cotton of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, and Orchestra Manager Lynn Larson for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Thank you for joining us for the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.